Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Lovelies, welcome back to Unclouded. You already know what it is. No mask, no filters, nothing. We'll say it exactly the way it is. Today, we're eating something serious. I'm only serious, right? Not all the time, though. But today, we're talking about something serious. It's emotional abuse. Poshpe, I see you nodding. Interesting, right?
Very interesting.
I've got in the studio with me today. His name is Poshpe. You know, I always tell you, I'm not a therapist. But voila, we've got one in the house. And a very cute one at that. So, Poshpe, welcome to Uncladded.
Thank you very much, Sambam. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's a pleasure to have you. So, now, don't scroll away. Thinking is not for you, is for everybody, because sometimes you don't even know. Sometimes you think you're in love, but something in your soul, your body doesn't feel that love. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you feel that, yeah, this is love, but it's not love, because suddenly a lot of things will change about you. The way you relate, if you're outspoken before, mm-hmm. you're going to be in your shell. Mm-hmm. You're going to even feel like you're walking on eggshells.
Something is wrong in between you.
Something is wrong in between. Mm-hmm. If you have a partner, a boyfriend, and you used to have conversation, play together, and suddenly you feel afraid to talk to that man mm-hmm. or to that woman. Because you people think I'm only selfish, talking about men. I'm not a man. I'm a woman.
You can only speak for
people. I can only speak for...
Or your gender.
For my gender, but...
Don't worry, we'll get...
Who knows, there's a man here that's going to speak for the guys. Also, so, we're going to, you know, delve into that. Then somebody asked me, told me about something about 2 weeks ago, I forgot. He said, I love your show, but the music... Then, and I told him, I said, listen, if you listen to the music, you will understand that the music I play is talking about what we are discussing. And it helps a lot because while we go off for a break, the music continue to talk to you more about what we are talking about. Instead of we're talking about something serious and we are playing Lagbaja or we're playing Femi Kuti, you know, it picks your mind and your concentration of what we're talking about. So please, we're going to go on a break now and please listen because I work very hard. All the 6 to 7 music I play on my program, I listen to the lyrics from beginning to the end. So please, listen, and I will be back. It's your girl, Samba.
Samba.
I gave too much, I forgot my name. Built a fire, he played a game. Held him tighter than the truth and let him write my point of view. I stopped dressing how I liked, talked in ways he thought were right, turned down dreams to match his pace, smiled so he could save his face. I kept quiet through his storms, bent my back to keep him warm, and every sorry I would say, he took my voice and walked away. I was trying just to stay while he was finding other ways, and somewhere deep in loving him, I lost the girl I'd always been.
Hey, this is your girl Samba again, and I hope you're able to listen to the lyrics and now you understand what I'm talking about, you know, having conversation and the music going alongside with it. So today we're going to talk about emotional abuse. Emotional abuse is not always about yelling, you know, it's not always about throwing things. Emotional abuse sometimes can be quiet. It can be quite caught, it can be a little digs, it can be memories that make you doubt yourself. Makes you feel like it's not you anymore. And sometimes you think, because it's not you anymore, you're in love. You always think you're trying to change yourself because you love the man. No, the man is probably manipulating you. And it doesn't have to be with men too. Sometimes women do
it both ways.
It's both ways. Yeah. Women do it a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, they take advantage of a man loving them and they start manipulating the man.
As a matter of fact, when it comes to emotional abuse, men are more physical. So most physical abuse come from men to women. But the emotional part mostly come from women to men. For example, starving of sex in the house is emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring, not cooking, not doing some little things, it just builds up.
But do you think women they do that more than men does, like depriving your partner of sex?
Oh, yeah. Statistically wise, yes.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Statistically wise, because men are hunters, so the nature of men is they want to do.
They want to do.
And women, like, not
but don't
today.
You think some women are like that too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like
there are some women like that too.
And that's why I'm not a fan of stereotype, because everything that's not 100% is not 100%.
Yeah.
So if abuse comes from women, abuse comes from men. Men starve their partner, women also starve their partner. So it both ways.
Well, so you see, emotional abuse, it starts with, you know, sometimes you're being told that you're too sensitive, you react to everything.
Absolutely.
You're always angry mm-hmm. about everything they do. And you see, there's one thing about some certain people. They know that this thing, you don't like it. Now, they do it. And when you react, it will come to you like, why are you reacting?
Mm-hmm.
But why did you do it in the first place? And I think it starts little by little from little things. You know, your partner calling you names, you know, and at the end of the day, you're going to be feeling, this is me. You're going to be feeling, oh, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I think when it comes to abuse, it starts slowly. Like, for example, what you say now, there's communication. And the first thing that happen when the abuse is about to start is the communication is off.
Yeah.
Now, I'm telling you, I don't like this certain thing. But you kept doing the same thing that I said I don't like. And then you used that as a weapon to say, oh, you can't manage your emotions. Oh, you're always yelling. Oh, but actually, you're upsetting me. You do not acknowledge my feelings.
You don't want me to react.
So there's always a way around all this thing. But because the other party actually choose not to communicate it, that's going to be a problem.
Wow. Then, you see, and I think what people... I think this is a way you notice when things are not going well. Hmm. Because there's difference between a woman or a man telling you they love you. And when you don't feel the love, that is where you start picking there is problem.
Because love is not just a word.
It's not a word.
You can't just tell me you love me if you don't show me.
If you don't
show me. Do you even know my love language? Do you love me the way I want to be loved?
That is another thing. And people don't believe that. Mm. Like, somebody was saying something to me yesterday. I don't know if I'm free to say this. Like, you know, you meet somebody for the first time and you're talking and is asking you, in short, I'm going to have to come back to this because I have to ask if I can talk about this because it's really, really raw and it's not 9 o'clock yet. So I'm going to wave it outside. But you see, it has to do with the do-do, mm-hmm. you know, speaking mm-hmm, in stance, mm-hmm, the do-do. Mm-hmm. Now, a man is asking a woman, how do you like the do-do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it forward or backward?
Mm-hmm.
But now, my answer is, you cannot know. Your do-do and my do-do can be what we like. But right. it might be what you like with your ex.
Okay.
But that do-do might not be something you would like with the new
absolutely,
person.
Absolutely, because I'm not your ex.
Yeah, because, you know, the formation of our... you know, it's different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you like backward,
mm-hmm.
it depends on the length. You understand? It doesn't mean it's going to work for that person.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we are made, you know, differently.
Differently, yeah.
Do you understand what I'm
absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
So I kind of wonder sometimes how people feel comfortable to have that kind of, you know, conversation.
I mean, like you said, I wouldn't think it's a right conversation to have on the first date.
On the first date.
Or when you just met someone. But along the line, It will definitely come in.
Then this same person will not come another day and get lovey-dovey with you.
Yeah.
And you'll be so carried away. You're going to pick the lovey-dovey part of it, mm-hmm, and forgetting what was before then.
Mm.
And when you get into relationship with that kind of person, now you will start seeing the true color of that person.
Absolutely.
And that true color is something that you've seen before that you ignored.
There's always a red line. We all ignore it.
But most of us don't see it. So when we get into a relationship, mm-hmm, we ignore it.
That's what I'm saying. The red line is always there.
Yeah.
But because you cover it up.
Yeah. And when you now get into that relationship, you've been in it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are afraid, what happens when we leave? What will my friend think? What will my family think? Will I be able to find another person? Because they would have made you feel like you're not beautiful enough. Nobody can find you. Nobody will date you.
Mm.
Because you're ugly. Because you're stupid. So now you now die in silence. How do you think one can get away from that kind of bondage, I would call it?
I'm not trying to advertise my job.
I'm not a psychology.
But when you have a psychological trauma where it leads to low self-esteem,
yeah,
where someone has told you you're not good enough,
yeah,
you don't know how to do this, you don't know how to do that. I think the first way out is a self-confidence boost. Because if you don't know yourself, how can you work with yourself?
How do you boost?
So, you can see me. I'm a therapist, Posh P Therapy. I've got my website. I've been a therapist for the past 6 years. So, if you can find me on Sambam profile,
how do you boost? You're advertising.
It's a necessity. That's my only opportunity to tell people who I am.
Okay, just give us a tip.
One of the best way to boost your self-esteem is to believe, like affirmation. Wake up in the morning, look yourself in the mirror, and say something good about yourself. I am good. I am the best.
Mm-hmm.
I put myself first. My feelings is valid. Because you need to validate yourself first because someone else can validate you. You need to love yourself because someone can love you.
Mm.
So the first thing is self acceptance.
I get you, but you see, it's not everybody that knows how to do that.
It takes time.
I think most of us that go to church, we're used to that, you know, saying, you know,
pray,
you know, kind of thing. But for somebody who doesn't have a way to do that, which other way can you do that? Can you do that by talking to a friend, talking to a family, or coming to...
That's what I said earlier. Because it's always good to talk about things. Like, there's an idea that said, problem shared is half solved. We buckle a lot of things inside. So the more we talk to the right person, because you can also talk and talk to the wrong person, and then that add more to your problem.
Yeah.
So when you're able to find the right person to talk to, then you can start to solve the problem.
And I always say the best person to talk to is a therapist, because they know what they're doing, they know the right way to advise you,
absolutely,
and they know the right thing to say.
I mean, you can have friends that you can talk to and they will guide you,
but sometimes it's always 50-50.
Yeah. And there's also a conflict of interest most of the time. So you want to talk to someone that will not judge you.
Yeah.
You want to talk to someone that accepts that, okay, this person is telling me this, I'm not going to use it against them. So,
that will make you feel worse,
exactly,
of your situation and yourself.
And you don't want to talk to someone that wants to advise you, because you're not looking for advice.
Yeah.
You just want them to listen.
To listen.
to what you're saying. Now you cannot start unraveling what has happened.
And that really makes sense, because you see, most of us, when people come to talk to us, we'll think talking back is the solution, or advice is the solution. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I talk about parents and children also. Sometimes your children just want you to listen to
That's
them
right.
and not judge them. Just listen and take your time. You know, if you don't know the right thing to say at that moment,
mm-hmm.
take your time. Because we parents, we don't have the answer.
Of course.
We don't always have all the answers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need to go to some people also.
To seek advice.
Mm-hmm. So when people talk to you, don't just open your mouth and say whatever you feel at that moment.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, calm down.
Digest it.
Take it in, mm-hmm. you know, before you say something.
You don't even have to say anything. You can just... let your presence be known that I'm here.
I'm listening.
You know,
to
the
you.
Simple, I think one of the greatest phrase or word that we underestimate is how are you?
Yeah.
Because how are you? It's
deeper.
It's deep.
Than
what I can talk about how are you for a day. Because how are you? People, how are you?
And I can tell you how I feel for a whole day.
Trust me. Because that simple how are you, some people can burst into tears.
Yes.
Some people don't, nobody even asks them how are you. You know, some people has been forever now that nobody has checked on them and say how are you.
How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Are you good?
And they don't need to say anything.
Well, on this we'll go on a short break and we'll be back. Hey, welcome back to Unclouded. It's your girl Samba, and I want to say a big thank you to Posh P for coming today. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming. But now we're gonna have to move forward to the rest of the show. It's gonna be you and I now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's talk to each other. I know you guys miss me, and I know you've written a lot of questions, and I'm going to answer them, you know, accordingly. But we have to let Posh P go right now. So
thanks
Posh
for having me, and I'll be back when you invite me again.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Then I can have the whole episode with you guys.
Definitely.
So it's been a pleasure.
It's
Thank
nice
you very much.
You. All right. Take care. Okay, people. Yes, let's go to what is emotional abuse really. You Yeah, emotional abuse isn't just one mean comment, you know. Everyone slips up. Yeah, we make mistakes during our relationship, so it doesn't really mean it's emotional abuse. But, you know, it cut deeper than we think. It cut deeper than we think. You know, so let's get into it. You see, emotional abuse has different patterns. It's repeated words and action that breaks you down. When words are breaking you down, it becomes emotional abuse if it is constant. For example, gaslighting, making you doubt what you know is real. Then sometimes they control you. Like saying, oh, I don't want you to hang out with them. It's for your own good. That is how it starts. From being that, oh, why do you have to go out with your family? Can't they just do their own thing themselves? That's another one. Then constant criticism. Nothing you do is ever enough. They will always complain. That boyfriend, that girlfriend, that partner you have, they will always complain. Then from there, they go to silent treatment. They start ignoring you until you beg for attention. Why would you be in a relationship and be begging for attention? It's supposed to come naturally. Then if that is not enough, then they will start with guilt trips, making you feel guilty, twisting things so that it makes you feel like it's your fault, which is wrong. And you know the tricky part of it? Sometimes it starts with love, sweet words, gift, attention, then slowly things shift. You are left confused, like, is this love or something else? Real love does not punish you. It doesn't. It doesn't punish you for being yourself. Don't always forget about that when you're into any relationship. Don't ever forget. What are the signs of emotional abuse? Because emotional abuse is not always loud. Sometimes it's quiet, sneaky. They joke about something you are insecure about. But it stinks every time they do that. It hurts. They call you crazy. Until you start believing you're crazy. Isn't that crazy? You're nervous to speak up because you never know what mood you will be in. You feel like you're walking on eggshells, like, you know, you tiptoeing every time you walk around your partner. Anytime you want to do something around your partner, you have to do it with care, thinking, oh, how is he going to react? How is she going to react? What's going to happen if I do this? It's also abuse. It doesn't have to leave bruises on your skin. Something that you can see physically. But you know what? It leaves bruises on your heart, which makes it more difficult. Yeah, let me just quickly read out some comment. From Jose, I thought it was just teasing when he called me names, but I stopped wearing clothes I liked. I stopped laughing at jokes. I stopped being me. Jose, that is not love. That is control. It's not love at all. If you hear yourself in that, pay attention.
That's not just normal relationship drama. No, it's not. But I want to ask you one question. After feeling all this, why do you stay? Why are you staying? What for? If it hurts so much, why do you people stay? I know the usual, you know, answer you always give is, it's complicated. Is that familiar? Does that sound like something you always say? It's complicated. You know why it's complicated? Because you hold on to good moments, hoping they will come back. You forget about the words that hurt you, the things that do, you hold on to the. I say, oh, he's a nice person. He gives me. He's always caring. You can't have 1 minute joy and have 1 hour madness from someone that says he or she loves you. And the good thing about them also, they apologize for a second. And you will believe them. Sometimes they will kneel, they will cry. But because, you know why they do that? Because they don't want to lose having you as that toy that they mess around with. They don't want to lose that. Are you staying because you're scared of being alone? Or worse, you start believing it's your fault. It is your fault that things are going wrong. And that is how abuse works. It confuses you. It makes you question your worth. It makes you feel worthless. But you know the truth. The problem isn't you. It's the way they treat you. And no matter what at all, you deserve love that feels safe. And then, how does this affect you? Emotional abuse might not leave scars you can see. Sometimes it doesn't. Most time it doesn't. It doesn't, because physical abuse leaves all the scar and everything on your body. But emotional abuse does not leave anything on your body but your heart. Like I said before, you begin to doubt yourself, you lose confidence, you feel like you can't trust anyone. You start asking yourself, do I even deserve love? You deserve it. Yes, Steve, you need to love yourself enough to identify who really loves you. Yes. You need to. Because when you love yourself, you will identify all these things. Sometimes you get carried away loving somebody and you stop loving yourself. And that is a big problem. You need to love yourself to be able to have that energy, that courage to love somebody. Because if you love yourself, when people start treating you badly, you will notice. Because you come first. I need you to know something. You are not broken. What they said or did does not define you. You are you. And that is why it's important for you to love yourself. So let's go on a short break and I will tell you how to break the silence. It's your girl. Samba. Hey, welcome back to Unclouded. It's your girl Samba. So, how do you break the silence? You're right, ODS. What is emotional abuse to you might not be for another person. You're very correct. You are correct. Oh, thank you, Ken. I see you. So, talking about abuse is scary. You know, you might think, what if no one believes me? Because you see, these people that abuse people, on the outside, they are very lovely. They are so nice. They are silent killer. So sometimes when you talk to people about them, they'll like look at you like, do you even know what you're saying? This guy loves you. He's always showing that he loves you. He's always giving you attention. But do you know what is happening behind the doors? You don't know. You see, sometimes you see some couple and say, oh God, I want my marriage to be like this. I want to have a relationship like those people. Relationship kill you there. Pray for yourself. Don't use other people to pray for what you want because you don't know what they are going through silently. Sometimes you feel like, what if they get mad? What if it's really my fault? No, it's not your fault. It's because probably you've seen the sign. That might be your fault. You decide to ignore it. But somebody abusing you is never your fault. You need to get out of it. Because the silence will only keep you stuck. But speaking up, even just saying, I'm not okay, like Posh P was saying, asking people, how are you, is deep. Sometimes you can just ask somebody randomly, like, how are you? And they start crying because they have a lot bottled up inside of them. I'm not okay is the first step towards freedom. Tell a friend, but be careful the kind of friend you tell. Or tell a trusted adult. Write it down. Your story deserves to be heard. And if the first person doesn't get it, don't stop. Keep reaching out. Somebody will listen because your voice, it matters more than, you know, their control. It matters more than how they make you feel. How do you heal? Healing and moving forward. How do you do that? I want to tell you something. Healing is not magic. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't. But it starts with, you know, one thing. Believing that you deserve better. And what does healing looks like? Setting boundaries. You have to set boundaries. You have to surround yourself with people that respect you, that truly loves you, that cares about you. You need to start remembering things that makes you you. You need to remember who you were before you got into this relationship. Before the person start manipulating you, you need to remember that. You need to learn the difference between somebody loving you and controlling you. And this is not about man and woman relationship. It happens between parents and children also. Because I don't base all the topics on just relationship alone. It cut across all relationship, anything relationship. And healing is not about, you know, forgetting the pain. It's about learning that the pain does not define who you are. And step by step, day by day, you will rise. and be who you used to be, the real you. Yeah, let me quickly go through this messages. Sarah says, I thought I was the problem, but when I finally told someone, I realized I wasn't crazy, I was hurt. You don't deserve that, babe. And I'm happy you're out of it. Because sometimes you can even end up in the hospital because you will fall into sudden depression thinking that you're the one that is crazy. From ODS saying, inability to identify love from infatuation will eventually lead to emotional abuse. Yes. So I'm going to continue with Jamal saying, he isolated me from everyone. I didn't see it until I had no friends left. And leaving was the hardest, but it saved me. I'm happy for you, Jamal. I'm happy that you were able to recognize it as quick as possible and you were able to get yourself out of it. Love doesn't cause pain. No. Another listener, okay, anonymous listener, says, I used to think love meant pain. Now I know love means peace. Yes, love is peaceful. Love is happiness. Love is comfort. Love is knowing that somebody cares for you. Love does not cause pain. Don't get me wrong. In relationship, do have problem. You do have arguments, you know, in and out. But when it's becoming constant, it's not healthy. Argument in a relationship is supposed to repair relationship. It's not supposed to, you know, bring you down, makes you feel like nobody. No, it's not that. Arguments happen, that's normal. But abuse, that is not normal. And the difference is, fights should be about solving problems, not tearing each other down. You need to pause. When things get too heated, you pause. That is relationship. That is love. Don't weaponize secrets. Because you know something about your partner, because of that, when you get into argument, you just want to use that. That is not love. And if you mess up, please apologize. Mean it. Don't just apologize. It's not going to cut your salary. It's not going to make you fat. It's not going to make you less beautiful. And it's not going to reduce your blood. You're not going to be anemic because of you saying sorry. Apologize. If you love someone, learn to apologize. I said it before, even if you offend your children, learn to apologize. You're teaching them how to be accountable for their behavior. I don't know how many times I have to say it. When you're wrong, apologize. Real love doesn't mean no fight. It means fighting fear, fighting to understand, not fighting to control. When love is right, you feel safe. You feel wanted. You feel respected. You feel at peace. You're always looking forward to seeing your partner. You're always looking forward to talking to your partner. You don't walk around your partner like you're walking on broken bottles. I'm tired of saying eggshell. It's broken bottle. Let's say the way it is. Eh? You don't feel, you know, scared to talk to your partner. Ah. Why? This is the person that loves you, that you love. Why should you be afraid to talk to your partner? Problem don't do. Yes, you, I'm talking to you. If you are in a relationship and suddenly you're married and you start feeling, you know, scared to talk to your wife, to talk to your man, problem don't do. Emotional abuse is at your door. You sure they're sleeping on your bed. So please, you need to feel safe in your relationship. I want you to reflect on this. Do you feel loved? Yes, your partner might be telling you, I love you, but can you feel the love? Is your partner showing you the love? Love is not just a word. It's more than a word. You will know when a man or a woman loves you. Don't be deceived by, you know, show off, because some men and women, when they are in public, they show off. And you know why they show off? They like to claim their territory. That is why they do that. Immediately they get behind the doors, it's a different story entirely. Some relationship, they come outside and you think, oh, everything is going great. Oh man, oh, that man loves his woman. He's so much in love. Before she even looked around, he's carried a chair, he's taken off her shoes, he's done this, he's... Come on, don't be deceived. Don't be. If you're being told that, you know, if you're being told I love you, check. You need to check. Do you feel safe to be yourself in a relationship? Do you feel heard? Do you feel lifted or pulled down? Those are the things you need to check. So you're going to do me a favor, yeah? This week, I want you to try something. Say one real thing you've been holding back inside. This is Unclouded. We say it the way it is. We let our emotions out. We don't hide it. When you start hiding your emotion in a relationship, you're no longer in a relationship. Maybe I should say you're in a situationship. That is not a relationship. But when you want to say it, don't forget to say it clearly. Say it kindly and be brave. I want you to be brave because your voice matters. You matters. You need to learn to speak out. Learn to talk to someone. I'm going to bring Posh P back here. Yeah, I'm going to bring him back here. So if you have any questions, if you have any problem you're dealing with, you can send me a message on 0744-881-1570. And I will talk, we will talk about it. We will deal with it. Because this is what we do here on Radio Africana. We say it the way it is on Unclouded. Your voice matters. Talk to someone. If you don't have anyone to talk to your GP. they will find you a therapist. Or text on the phone number I just called now, 0744-881-1570. We can get you help. We will try. Because it's not easy to get out sometimes. It feels like, where am I going to start from? But you can start again. It is better you start new than sitting in a relationship that is killing you emotionally, that is killing your heart, killing your body and your soul. I want to say thanks for sharing this time with me on Unclouded. And until next week, it's your girl, Samba. Stay real, stay true, stay you. See you next week. Bye.
I gave you my heart like it meant something real. You took it and crushed it beneath your heel. Every word you said, it echoed like a lie. Now I sit here broken, too empty to cry. I tried so hard to be enough, but love from you was never love. Now I see what I was blind to see. You were never really there for me. You made me feel worthless, like I didn't belong. Like my voice was silent, like I wasn't strong. You tore down my spirit, you darkened my soul. Now I'm picking up pieces you left in the cold. I counted stars hoping you'd change, but your love was poison, bitter and strange. You smiled while you watched me fall, and now I wonder, did you care at all? Begged for light, you gave me rain. I held on tight, just felt more pain. I should have run, but I stood still. Believing love could fix your will. You made me feel worthless, like I had no name, like I was the reason you played your.
Great Radio Africana.
I blow without trying before the storms dim my sky. Now every mirror.
shows a stranger, too tired to even cry. I carry smiles like burdens, worn just to get through the day. But truth is I'm fading slowly in a world that looks away. I'm not the fire.
Before the storms dim my sky, now every mirror shows a stranger, too tired to even cry. I carry smiles like burdens, worn just to get through the day. But truth is I'm fading slowly in a